Streaming services, rather than theaters, provide the chance to see several recent projects that share the sad but meaningful topic of schools gone wrong. The Nickel Boys, Small Things Like These, and The New Boy bring top-notch talent and quality to a subject that, while unsettling, deserves recognition. Stemming from Colson Whitehead's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel and earning a Best Picture nomination, The Nickel Boys barely played theaters and only recently arrived on Amazon Prime. Granted, the movie requires a shift from mainstream expectations, partly from a different appearance told behind the camera from a narrator's point of view. Adapting the story with co-writer Jocelyn Barnes, director Ramel Ross cleverly handles creative challenges in a story springing from a real-life reformatory. A sad history also steps in with Small Things Like These, which also missed a big theater circuit despite impressive credentials. Claire Keegan's short novel quickly edged into a Christmas classic with its Dickensian look at Ireland's infamous Magdalen laundries, a system that abused unwed mothers. Told from the perspective of a man whose own mother barely escaped the system, the story's deceptive simplicity belies its title. Small things like these actually represent giant issues. Still, little deeds fill much time in Enda Walsh's screenplay, and director Tim Millance benefits greatly from casting Cillian Murphy, whose expressive face needs little dialogue to reveal internal thoughts. The idea of religious fervor gone wrong also shows up in The New Boy, set at an orphanage for Aboriginal children. Director Warwick Johnson recreates a bleak 1940s Australian landscape, though the key to opening the story of a nun and her charge comes with casting. Fortunately, young Aswan Reed holds his own with none other than Cate Blanchett. Whether a new boy, a nickel boy, or a small thing, these films deserve the wider attention that streaming offers. For KUNR, I'm Robin Holleberg.